because of course there, the girls, my cousin Baby, she was a bakery.
Yeah.
And she married. They were odd people. She married a chap who came back from, with quite a lot of money, I believe, from America. And she must have been getting on. But she never said a word about her getting married. We told her about the weddings here, and they sent wedding presents, but we didn't have an opportunity to send them anything because they never told you they were getting married, really.
Yeah.
Very secretive sort of people, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose probably that comes again from, well, we're not of the common herd. We'll just keep it to ourselves. I don't know.
Yes.
But anyway, she's...
Was that Nora?
Nora,
yes,
Nora. Well, she's my Aunt Mary's granddaughter.
Mm.
Kathleen Beckley's daughter,
yes.
You see.
Yes.
And there's Angela.
Oh, that's right, Angela. Poor, always referred to as poor Angie.
Angie. But poor old Angie has been in hospital. You see, they're the type of people, they don't tell anybody. Even now they do this, you see. So there's, you know, Nora rang me up. Nora's one that's a little bit, she's more straightforward and forthcoming than the others. So she said to me, Angie's going into hospital tomorrow. That was about 3 weeks ago. So I heard nothing more. So I wrote to her, I said, Nora, I said, what did Angie go into hospital for? Because she had a bad accident some time ago, if you remember. She was crushed on her, by a motorcycle on her way home from work.
Mm.
And she's got a terrible leg, actually. So I said, is it something to do with her leg? So I thought, well, I'm going to ask her. I mean, Kathleen said, you're hoping for something if you're expecting to get any answer to that, you see. I said, well, what's the point of saying she's going into hospital? What's she gone into hospital for?
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
I don't believe in this hole in the corner business. So I heard she said, I had a phone call from her. I presume Baby, her aunt, had probably gone to bed or something, and Angie was still in hospital, and she phoned me up, very quiet conversation, see, to tell me that Angie was had had some lumps removed from her breast, and she said she's got to have radio treatment and chemotherapy and so on and so forth. So, but she said she will write to you. We expect her home. She's up and about, that we're expecting her home. I expect she'll write to you and tell you. So I'm still waiting for that letter.
Yeah.
But then that was only last Sunday.
Yes.
You see.
Yes.
So I do know what's the trouble.
Yeah.
But what's the point of saying somebody's gone into hospital?
If you don't know what for.
Yes, it could be her leg. It could be her foot.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, that's right.
So I thought, well, I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
Kathleen said, you won't get an answer to that.
Yeah.
So Kathleen wasn't in at the time. So I said, guess what? I said, I've had an answer. I know what's happened to Nora, to Angie. And she's quite a nice kid, really, Andrew. Well, she's not a kid. I mean, she must be bordering 60. Oh, yes, she's older than Peter.
Mm.
Although it's a horrible thing. Peter, some friends of Peter's, they're the much the same age as Peter and Joe, and they had two weddings in the family inside a 12-month. Kathleen played at the daughter's wedding, and then a son got married somewhere else, so she was not in that church, so anyway, they were. And their family, young marriage and the rest of the family, decided they'd give the father and mother a good holiday. So they booked a holiday for them in Walter, I think it was, blew them out and stood all the expenses of it. Father and mother were delighted, but they said they shouldn't have done it and that they could have gone on holiday, but the family wanted to repay them. The family must feel awful. Sunday morning they were all at mass in the front row because I had to go. I had a girl who picked me up for mass, you see, but she's at present on holiday, so when she's on holiday I go with Kathleen down to Unscroll and to the St. Mass down there. So I saw this family and I said to Anne, Kathleen, Anne brought me back because Kathleen had to stay for the next mass. She is a minister of communion, you see, so she unfortunately had to stay for the next mass, and so happened she didn't, because she saw somebody else going in and she said, will you take my turn, you know, because it's a bit much to go to the 9:45 mass and then have to stay on for the 11:30 afterwards, you know. She doesn't mind doing it, but she'd rather not, because she can take a duty some other time. Saturday evening duty, isn't it? So, anyway, Anne